Boys and girls, I wonder, do you ever feel that sometimes you're so young and you're too young that there's really nothing that you can do that's worthwhile as far as the life of the church is concerned? Maybe you sit every Sunday morning, and maybe you've come out of Sunday school, or maybe as a young person you come out of the youth fellowship and you say, well, you know, I don't really feel part of it, or there's not really very much that I can do. I mean, after all, I am so young, and I really don't have the ability that other people have. What really can I do with this life of mine? Well, you can do many things. And it doesn't matter what age you are if you're prepared to let the Lord use you. I want to tell you a true story this morning, and I've brought something with me that will help me to do that. What is this here? No. I had a passport a couple of weeks ago, but I got it back in the drawer again. No, it's not a driver's license. Keep going. Well, in miniature. It's part of the Bible. What do you think it is? Yes, you're getting it. It's a New Testament. That's what it is. It's a New Testament. And I want to tell you a true story about a little boy and a New Testament. Not this particular one, but this is a true story nevertheless. A little boy on one occasion was sitting in his bedroom, and he had emptied out his money box, and he was going through all the money that he had, and he had set up a nice little amounts when his mother walked into the room and she said to him, "What are you doing?" He said, "Well, I would like to do something with my money, something that would help God and his work." "Well," she said, "why don't you take some of your money, put it in an envelope, and why don't you drop it into the missionary box, and that money will go to help missionaries?" He thought about that and he said, "But Mum, if I put that into the envelope and put the missionary's name on it, will the missionary get all the money?" She said, "I don't know about that. It depends who you give it to and what the society is." He said, "No, that doesn't sound good. I want to do something else." "Well," she said, "what do you think you should do?" He said, "I don't know," but off they went down to the bookshop, the Christian bookshop, and he saw this lovely New Testament sitting, and so he went and he bought it, and he brought it home. And when he got home, he said to his mum, "Mum, where's the missionary magazine?" So she brought down the missionary magazine, and they sat down and they looked through the missionary magazine at all the different missionary societies that their church happened to pray for and support, and he decided he was going to send his little New Testament out to the land of India. So he wrapped it up. He put his name and his address inside the leaf of the little New Testament, and he sent it off on its long journey to India, to a missionary. But unfortunately, when the little New Testament arrived with the missionary on his desk, the missionary was ill. And he was coming home, not just on furlough, but coming home to get an operation done, and he didn't know when he might be back on the field again. So he knew a man, an Indian man, who could speak good English. And he put the New Testament into the hand of that man, and he said, "When you go back to your village, will you make sure that you read as often as you can to the villagers something from this New Testament?" The man had never had a New Testament before, didn't know what it was, but he promised he would do it. Well, you know, boys and girls, when that missionary came home, he was so sick that he couldn't go back again to the mission field, and 20 long years had passed when another missionary arrived in the same place, and he decided he'd go out to the different villages in and around the area where God had called him. And when he came to one particular village, a number of villagers came out and they were running and they were filled with joy and they were greatly excited. And they said, "Are you a missionary?" He said, "I am." And they said, "Would you come and teach us more about the Lord Jesus?" Well, the missionary was a wee bit confused, because according to all the notes that had been left for him, this village had never been reached with the gospel. And so he went with the villagers into the village, and there the people were sitting around, and they began to explain to him what had happened. The man had arrived back with a New Testament. and began to read through the Gospels, and the people began to inquire about Christ, and God began to save them one by one. And as they read on into the New Testament, they began to realize there was so much more expected of them. And not only had they been saved, but they had formed a little church, and they were worshiping together. And this Indian man came over with a tattered New Testament, and he handed it over to the missionary. And he said, "This is what we have been using for the last 20 years. And the missionary was thrilled and excited, and in tears he opened up the New Testament, and inside there was the name and the address of a little boy in his age in brackets. He was so thrilled about this, he made inquiries and he wrote back, and he discovered that that New Testament had been sent from a little boy in Northern Ireland who was now an elder in his own church, and he was a Sunday school superintendent. And all those years ago, he just felt he had to do something, and he sent out a little New Testament. And God used that to see people saved and a church established and a work done that even missionaries themselves had no part to play in." So when you sit and you think, "Well, surely there's nothing that God can do with me," I'm telling you today, there's plenty that God can do with you. And it doesn't matter how young you are. You just go home and you say to the Lord Jesus Christ, when you're praying to him, "What is it you want me to do?" And when he shows you, you do it. And there's no telling what God could do through that. Don't you ever think that you're not useful. Just remember the little boy and his little New Testament.